I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Ariel. I moved to the U.S. at 19. I spoke no English and I struggled finding job opportunities. Everything I have, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and getting my high school diploma at age 22.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
Quick tangine. Tangina. Let's do it. Hit the thing.
It's The Tangent with The Fred Show.
Giving you all the sh** we couldn't talk about on air.
What? I got to go eat something here. I'm getting delirious. I've been delirious all day. It's time. A big boy needs to eat.
What are you going to eat today?
I don't know. I haven't decided, but nobody cares about that. I'm hungry and I need.
I just asked you.
Well, no, I know you. Okay, you care, but I'm saying the people listening to this shit, they don't care what I'm about to go eat for breakfast or lunch or whatever
Why?
It is.
Maybe they'll get the same thing you get if they hear like, oh, Fred's gonna get Chipotle.
Oh,
today.
Well, then get who are the people that pay me? Get Dunkin', get Sweetgreen, get who else pays me with food? I don't know. Other places. Oh, Mee's Meals. Go get yourself a Mee's Meal
or Pop. Belly, a la Jason
yes.
Brown's.
Yes.
Yeah. Or Wendy's.
Get you some Wendy's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kiki, you got a food sponsor?
No, but I am cooking today if you want to hang around.
You're cooking here?
Yes.
Is that what that chicken's doing in the fridge?
Oh, you're so nosy. Yes.
So nosy.
Oh, my God. I didn't even know the chicken was in the fridge.
If you ever want to know who the person is who steals your lunch out of the fridge yep. because they're hungry, it's this guy.
It's Rufio.
That's the guy that would do it right there. What are you cooking?
I am going to make lemon pepper chicken strips. Chicken tenders.
Ooh. Just cause?
In the air fryer for my cooking show.
Oh, I see. You're going to do it here, though.
What yes. time is that going to be at?
Right after this.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah. Is it over? Is this over? Tangent's done.
Let me get some.
She's like wrapping up right now.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of things that we don't have, but we do have an air fryer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we don't have climate control. We don't have mental health insurance. Yeah. We don't, make a fair wage, but we do have an air fryer.
Yes, we do.
So there's that.
There's some new Pop-Tart flavors out there, too.
Oh wow. Mm-hmm. It's, once again, no mental health insurance whatsoever. But guys, I've been meaning to bring this to your attention. It's been on my sheet here for a couple of days, and it was only for the tangent, though. There was no way to properly do this story on the program, but women are paying $500 to get salmon sperm injected into their vaginas.
Salmon?
That's the part that concerns you?
I mean, yeah, you can get a lot of things in your vagina. But why would I want the salmon to go there?
What things?
I don't want to smell like salmon.
No, you definitely don't.
No.
That is a stigma that we've been trying to, eradicate.
Us women.
Yeah.
What?
I mean, we've been trying to eradicate that for some time now. So women are paying $500 to have salmon sperm injected into their vaginas to improve their sex lives. So a nurse who runs a clinic in London says they do the O shot, and women are reporting stronger and more frequent orgasms, increased natural lubrication, and greater sexual arousal. The O-shot is a non-surgical treatment intended to rejuvenate the vagina and increase sexual arousal, and is alleged to typically show results after about 2 to 4 sessions. Several kinds of injections are used for the procedure, including the patient's own blood or salmon sperm. One doctor saying it's life-changing. Oh. As people age, their skin loses elasticity, which can lead to vaginal dryness and painful sex. So DNA extracted from the salmon sperm has potent regenerative qualities, working not on the superficial level, but sinking deeply into the skin to work from within, encouraging cell turnover that in turn helps firm skin and maintain its elasticity. The purified and sterilized salmon DNA molecules, officially called, I'm not even going to try and say what this is, polynucleotides.
Yep. Yeah.
Also have an anti-inflammatory effect that essentially rejuvenates the skin anywhere on the body.
Interesting.
There's no shot at like salmon babies, like salmon sperm.
Oh my God!
No, you can't. You can't cross pollinate like that.
How you know?
Fuck. Listen.
Because you don't want to know something. Someone somewhere has had sex with a fish.
Right.
Somebody somewhere has tried this.
They have teeth.
You can't just take two species and mate them and it just happens. It doesn't work that way.
What?
No. And I'm not a scientist, but you can't know.
They get them dogs to look, you know what I'm saying?
But they're both dogs.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, if salmon sperm goes in your vajayjay, a salmon fillet doesn't come out. Right. You don't get a Philly roll.
You get a kid with like gills and scales.
No.
Oh my God.
Do you think if that weren't possible that people wouldn't be doing it all the time? People are stupid.
Anything is possible.
You have done gross shit with animals, and we don't have any centaurs.
Right. Exactly. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But honestly, just getting some lube and some weed is much cheaper.
Man.
Weed will help with your orgasms and just lube her up. I'm not putting salmon anywhere near me.
I do love high sex. High sex is, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's, yeah. Let me specify stone sex. That's because high, I suppose, could be any drug, and I'm not a big heroin guy anymore. So,
yeah.
Not as big as I once was.
Oh, right.
You know, I've really sort of chilled out on the heroin use, but
No, it's scientifically like it'll make your O's last longer and it feels better. Yeah.
What? Yeah.
Yeah.
What would you say though, off the top of your head, what is the nastiest thing that you've done electively to yourself that you can think of? Because I mean, women, you guys have done all sorts of things for beauty. I mean, you're essentially, you know, botulism? You're essentially like injecting yourself with botulism when you get, you know, Botox or whatever.
Yeah.
Lip fillers, kind of gross. I mean, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I do Botox. And I would, if salmon sperm made me look younger, I would do it on my face. I'm just not putting it in my hoo-ha. I'm fine with that.
Yeah. That's not something you thought you'd say at work today.
I want to be young.
You will put the sperm.
I'll put anything on my face if it'll freeze it.
All right.
Listen. We're putting snail mucin on our face.
Snail what?
Mucin.
Oh, what is that?
What is snail mucin?
We're putting snail mucin on our faces.
Like the snail trail?
TikTok wants me to buy it so bad, but I don't know what it is.
I'm going
to
tell you exactly what it is. I've already put it on my face, but I don't really
know. Snail mucin?
Yes, for beauty.
Is it that like sticky substance that
yeah, they leave behind?
Yeah. Is that what it is?
This damn AI. Oh, my God.
How do they extract it and put it in a snail bottle? Mucin. That's so gross. But they say it cures everything.
It does.
What were you looking at yourself in the mirror for?
I'm just looking to make sure I don't need no snail semen or whatever on my
mucin.
Head. Mucin. That. But yeah, I don't know. This is nasty. And the only thing I do is wear other people's hair. I don't know about semen and all that.
You wear other people's hair?
Yes. That's about the nasty
thing. But it's clean. Somebody washed it, right?
That's what they tell me.
Snail mucin is the mucus that snails secrete.
Yeah. And they don't die. Because I looked that up.
And you put it on your face?
Yeah. It's like the biggest thing in skincare right now.
For example, the mucin from a snail's foot helps the snail lubricate its path and stick
snails
to surfaces.
Snails have feet? That's the most shocking part of that story.
I guess
they need to move somehow.
Yeah.
Right?
So yeah.
What do you think they do? Just like,
I thought they just...
That's like a roll, like a snake roll. Yeah. I thought they're just scooting along.
Listen, anything to make me look young.
Yeah, I don't know.
But mucin...
Honestly, I think I'm just going to age as gracefully as age allows me to. Like, I don't know. Because I don't want to start chasing it. You know what I mean? Like, if I go and freeze my face up because it's getting wrinkly, then you have to keep doing it. Otherwise, I think you wind up looking older because you looked young, you know what I mean? And then, I don't know, it just seems like a slippery slope of things that you're chasing.
Luckily, men just get hotter with age. There's not as much pressure.
I am 100% hotter than I was 10 years ago.
Totally.
There's no doubt about it. And I'm hotter than I was 20 years ago. There's no doubt about it.
Totally.
And that's relative, by the way. Hot to whatever you considered hot then. But I definitely look better now than I did 10 years ago. There's no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not doing anything about the gray. I'm not doing anything about it.
No, you don't have to.
No, because it's going to go totally gray. Like, it's at some point here, not long from now, I'll just be completely gray.
Yeah.
And it just is. But if I start putting, like, just for men, or if I have it professionally colored, then you got to chase that. You got to keep doing that. Otherwise, I think you're only calling out how much older you look or think you look. That's another thing, is I think that people do stuff to their faces and they do stuff to their bodies to look younger. But all you're really doing is calling out the fact that you're chasing age, which is inevitable.
It's just very different for women, just aging in general. There's a lot more pressure. And females on TV, you know, the news anchors and stuff. Like, it's a very different conversation, sadly. But yeah, I'll put
as a man, I'm telling you, you age however you age, and I like
it. Well, I love that. I wish you spoke for everyone.
I do.
But you don't.
I am the voice of Chicago.
You are Chicago.
I'm the voice of a generation.
Yeah.
I am.
I wish
say a lot of things that people should... Most of what comes out of my mouth, people should be listening very carefully to.
I mean, like, I'm 32 and just got told I have the bottom half of my body looks like a 70-year-old. I've been told I have saggy knees. I've been told, I mean, it is crazy out here.
One asshole commenter said that.
No, people come for my knees all the time. I never was self-conscious about my knees.
There's nothing wrong with your knees.
That's what I thought.
Snail mucin help that?
Yeah, put some mucin on.
Girl, I put stuff on my knees. You don't think they didn't make me self-conscious about my damn knees? You know? It's, you know, times are tough out here. But you want some snail mucin? What are you shaking your head for?
I just, there's nothing wrong with your knees. Yeah. There's nothing wrong.
Nothing wrong with it.
No.
Listen.
Your bottom half, your top half, both halves, the whole thing together as one.
You never wanted to call me Grandma Bottoms?
Grandma Bottoms?
That's funny how I refer to you now.
Behind your back, that's all I've called you for years.
Yeah.
But no, never to your face. Absolutely not. Right. Grandma Bottoms?
Yeah, that's one of the hashtags that you see.
Granny panties over here.
Grandma Bottoms?
Miss Grandma Bottoms to you. If you nasty.
I don't.
Yeah, no.
I just don't agree. I don't agree.
I love that. Thank you.
And I think a lot of people do stuff because... they have some form of body dysmorphia in their minds I know there's someone much younger than me who's had a lot of work done already, and as it sort of settles in, it looks okay. But at first, I'm like, why did you do all that? Like, tighten her face and put stuff in her lips, and like, basically got a facelift.
Mm.
And I'm just like, that to me looks. Now your face looks different from the rest of you, and you looked great before. Like, you were the way your body was naturally aging looked fine. Now, granted, it's not about what I think; it's about what she thinks. But at the same time, I don't necessarily think that we always see ourselves.
We don't
the way that other people see us, and so I think there is value in what other people see, because again, you see people go and do stuff, and you're like, "Why did you do that to your body?
Right.
It doesn't look better."
No.
You know, or like the rest of you is a little wrinkly, and then your skin, you know, your face on your skin's like wrapped around the back of your head, and it's like, okay, you had a facelift. Like,
right.
Okay, now the rest of you doesn't look the same, and then you got to go through the rest of you. It's a slippery slope, and I don't think a lot of people need it. Most people don't need it.
I agree.
I just got to say.
Yeah.
Whatever makes them feel better, I guess.
Anyway, I arranged for you to get some sperm in you.
Oh, you did?
Oh, fuck yeah.
I
don't want to be here for that.
Right.
Yeah.
You've been looking for a doctor? We found a doctor.
I arranged. But not just any sperm. King salmon sperm.
Do I get some soy sauce with that? Right. I mean, Jesus.
No, you can dip it. You know, but not too much. Not too much.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, it's fishy down here. No, I swear it's... It's the salmon sperm they shot me up with. And then, I mean, that would just blow my mind.
That's crazy. Yeah, get you some lube, honey.
Mm-hmm.
It's all good.
Yeah.
Kegel.
The things that people will do.
Right. I'm doing them right now.
Yeah.
Do a Kegel.
A Kegel, as I call them.
Yes.
All right. Well, that was your...
medical minute?
Medical minute, right. You don't need it. You don't need it, guys. Add that to the Fred Show Constitution. Do not put fish sperm in your vagina.
Also, a coworker of ours got you an asshole bleaching one time. Have you used it?
I have not.
Oh, okay.
No. But I don't think that.
Yeah,
correct. Mm-hmm.
Angie. Oh. Who would buy me a gift like that?
He would complain about
his ugly butthole.
Ugly butthole.
How do you know?
I believe
he
that
bent
I.
Over.
I believe I have an ugly butthole.
Let me see it.
Oh, Jason,
his chocolate starfish.
I'll tell you.
Oh,
Jason, you're gonna have to examine it too,
yeah,
aren't you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Get up in there.
Oh my God.
With your probe.
My mucin.
Oh, put your mucin back in your pants.
There's some salmon sperm for you.
Right, which right there.
I ate salmon for lunch. But
Oh, man.
That was nasty.
Well, are you going to use the gift card then?
do you want to get your asshole bleached?
Kind of, yeah. The porn stars are cute.
Let me get that 23andMe too.
Oh, God.
Yeah, let us use your gift. Yeah.
I just don't think that a bleach is going to save my ugly butthole. I have an ugly butthole. It's fine.
They're
it's not
ugly.
Right. No, like, but porn stars have good looking buttholes.
Yeah, that's how it started. Fred watches porn and he looks at the men's buttholes.
Oh. Everybody in this room watches porn.
Yes.
Right.
But, he focuses. He's like, damn, male porn stars have,
see her face.
They have nice buttholes.
He doesn't focus on the men's
now,
buttholes.
Now, I'm about to say, because
this is how rumors start, Kevin.
Yeah, this is
yeah,
why.
That's what I do. I freeze but, it, but, I pause it, I zoom in. Look at that beautiful butthole.
And no, so he went, but he I'm bent saying, over
he's
in the
noticed, like, this is how the
people
conversation
have, like, nice,
started.
Symmetrical, yeah. Pretty-looking bottle cap buttholes, and I don't. I don't have that.
In regular porn, okay. Well, listen, baby, whatever you're watching.
No, sometimes the dude will, like, put his leg up high, and, you know, because he's hitting it, like, from, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Why do we see
you can't,
his butthole?
But you can't right. Help but see the damn. Butthole sometimes. Oh. Come on, you've never seen in a porn where they accidentally show the man's butthole because he's really getting in there?
I want to, like, be with you right here, but I honestly don't think I've ever seen a man's butthole in porn. I want to be a good friend. I just don't know.
You want to support me.
I do.
You want to support
me.
I
can't.
Yeah.
I cannot tell a lie. I don't think I've seen a man's asshole. Now, it doesn't mean I'm not open to seeing one, but.
I don't have a nice, pretty, symmetrical one. I don't. I don't know why. I don't. You know what? The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh, okay?
I got height.
I got height. I got good hair.
Yes.
Yeah, I got, right. You know, mm-hmm. I think I'm packing. I think things are going well on the front side. I just have an ugly backside.
Oh, my God.
You know, and luckily, I don't really need that for much.
That's
so,
right.
Whatever.
That's
no,
right.
It's just, it's fine. It's fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's fine. If only somebody could confirm. Jason, come here.
I got you.
Oh.
Let me see.
No.
I'm sure it's beautiful.
It's not. But anyway.
They're like snowflakes. Everyone's got a different one.
Right. Like, I don't know what makes it ugly. Like, what could make it ugly?
I don't know. It's just not. I got to go.
Okay. All right.
Believe it or not, it's lunchtime. So I'm going to go eat some salmon sperm.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm going to go eat some salmon, and then they save the sperm for you guys if you want to, you know.
Yeah.
Make them fish babies.
Yeah. Now, that's the craziest shit I've heard today, is that you think you can just inject a woman with any sort of specimen, and then out comes, it's not like a fucking oven.
Hey,
like, it's not a human, it's not a living being oven.
It's an easy bake.
Yeah. You can't just mix any two things together, and it just makes a thing.
Why? They give pig hearts to humans. Wait, you know what I'm saying?
Going up that far? I don't think it's going up that far. Like,
well, salmon swim upstream. You know what I'm saying?
My God.
I don't know what you're saying. I don't want to.
I also choose not to know what you're saying.
But
so.
Did you know that snails have feet?
What?
I knew what you were saying with that. But no, I learned that today too. Steve Jobs dips his feet in the Apple toilets, or he did, RIP, and snails have feet. There are your fun facts, little bonus fun facts on the tangent. And that's all I got. And we learned about fish sperm and what it can do. But don't try it at home. Don't try it at home. No, results not guaranteed. Thanks for listening to the tangent. This is not a medical. No medical advice has been given or should be followed on this tangent. There's your disclaimer. Bye.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing if safe to do so. Exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.